Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. Let's head to Denver, Colorado, to be joined by Ryan Edwards. He is with KOA in Denver. They're the Broncos' flagship station. The Broncos currently sit at 8-2, but boy, do I have some questions about them. Ryan, happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, it's great, man. Appreciate it.
So let's just start with this. What happened on Thursday Night Football? Because I was going into it saying Thursdays are weird, and I thought the spread was a little bit big. But it was even more disappointing than I had anticipated. That was just not a clean effort. That was not a great game by the Broncos by any means. What did you see for them on Thursday Night Football?
I actually agree with you on all points, really. I kind of said the same thing. We were doing the pregame, and it's just like, man, this is a divisional game. It's a short week. You sort of felt with the vibe of the team. I mean, they find ways to win games, and I thought from a talent perspective on paper, you know, you take the Broncos over the Raiders, but it just sort of felt like one of those games. It's like, I don't know, man. People keep thinking that the Broncos offense is going to really blow up this Raiders defense, but they're playing desperate, and the Broncos are going to have to match that somehow. So, yeah, the offense certainly had a bad night. Defensively, I mean, what can you say? They're incredible, right? I mean, it's pretty unbelievable to watch that. But, yeah, the offense, a couple of bad games in a row here. You have the Texans game. You have this game. I think that, you know, and it's not an excuse, but I do think that they're sort of mentally – maybe physically fatigued. Like I said, I don't think it's going to sound like a good excuse, especially in pro football, but they opted not to have a bye week after the London trip. So they came right back. They went right back into the games. And they've had a lot of these fourth quarter comebacks, and where you say that's impressive that they're able to close out these games or find a way to come back in these games, there's a toll that it takes. And I think you're seeing sort of the result of that. So I think this mini bye, even though you got the Chiefs on the other side of it, I think it's really good for them as a little bit of a reset. But there's no denying the fact that last night it was an ugly performance from the offense. But once again, this is just what they are this year. They find ways, even creative ways, to close out games.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards. He's with the Broncos flagship station, KOA, out in Denver, talking about the Broncos as they sit at currently 8-2 atop the AFC West. So we have been asking this question. Do you think the Broncos are good? And for the most part, I've been kind of on the fence. And then I kind of came around. Hey, this is a good football team. You got to respect the record. You got to respect what they've put together. I mean, since that win on the road against Philadelphia, they have a 2-point win against the Jets, a 1-point win against the Giants, a 3-point win against Houston, and then that Thursday night performance. I feel like I'm firmly on the this team isn't real. I feel like a lot of people have made comparisons to the Vikings from a couple of years ago. We've kind of seen these teams where everything just breaks right. This just doesn't look or feel like an actual Super Bowl contender to me.
Well, and listen, I mean, we'll find out, right? I think there's 7 more games to get a sense of who they are. And, you know, they played some really good football last year down the stretch. They played in some high-scoring games where the offense really did have to pull their weight. And I get that a lot. You know, I did the post game for the Broncos, and I get that a lot as well. Like, this performance wouldn't beat, you know, whether it's the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills, any of the elite teams in the AFC. And I say, well, you know, the reality of it is you only have to do enough to beat the team in front of you that day. And really, that's kind of what the league is. And we'll worry about December and January when it gets there. What you want to do is give yourself enough wins in the regular season to get to that point where you can find out who you are. But yeah, I mean, to your point, as far as the whole fraudulent stuff and everything like that, it's like, hey, well, we'll see. I mean, Bo Nix right now is second in the NFL in passing touchdowns. You know, I think that kind of gets, you know, and you're saying, well, okay, but, and then sure, there's a button there for sure. I mean, his quarterback rating, all those kinds of things. But he's tied with Justin Herbert in second with touchdown passes. He's only taken 10 sacks on the season. Their running game has been a top five running game. It was seventh going into last night's game, but it's been a top five running game. So they have some things they can lean on, but it's just too inconsistent. And the fact is, relying on a fourth quarter comeback, especially when you get later into the year, that's probably not sustainable. They know that. But what they look at is, we can continue to work on the finer points because we're doing the hard thing well right now, which is closing games. That tends to be the harder thing. The first three quarters, you know, you can work on those things. I think they believe they'll come around on it.
Let's talk about Bo Nix. Something just feels a little bit off. I hear what you're saying about the touchdown passes, and I don't want to discredit it, but last year he had a 93 quarterback rating. It currently is at an 85. This offense has just really struggled to get going. What are you seeing from the Broncos' young QB?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, he looks a little hesitant. I mean, he looked hesitant last night. There's no denying that. I mean, he just wasn't reading the field. I wouldn't say that that's pretty typical of him, though, most of the season. Although you could say for the first three quarters, maybe it's a little more typical, and then the fourth quarter, suddenly he's Joe Montana out there. But, yeah, he just there's this switch that he flips when there's urgency, and it almost seems like he needs the desperation to drive him. And, I don't think you want to do that, but if there's some way you can trick his brain into thinking about it a little earlier like that, then maybe there's, you know, we can do some hypnosis or something. I don't know. But, I people will say like sophomore slump. I don't think we're going through a sophomore slump. I think that the Sean Payton has put a lot on his plate. I think that there's some disconnect happening with the receivers. They're second in the league in drops right now behind the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, you know, and maybe that gives more credence to the people out there saying the Broncos should have been more active at the trade deadline. I think they just didn't like the price tag of the receivers that were out there. So that's something you'll probably look in the offseason. But, you know, right now there's a multifunction reason why the offense struggles. Like, there'll be one game where, hey, the tight ends are really struggling to block, or the offensive line is not doing their part on a couple of things. And then, you know, and then it's Bo Nix with some inaccurate passes, and there's some drops. And it just seems like everybody takes turns on this offense making mistakes at critical times. But again, they all sort of figure it out in the fourth quarter, and they find ways to win.
Two final things, Ryan. First off, the Broncos appear to have everything. They have a very good offensive line. I like their run game. They've got good weapons in the passing game. They might have the best defense in the NFL. Do you feel like their quarterback is the thing that's holding them back? I feel like we've been at this place before with the Broncos, where they seem to have everything in place and they don't have the QB to get you over the hump. Do you think that Bo Nix could possibly be the hindrance to them being that Super Bowl contending team and possibly representing the AFC?
I wouldn't say that today, but I mean, it's going to be a fair conversation if they have another first round exit and it's in part because the offense doesn't carry their weight. Like last year, they got blown out by Buffalo, right? I mean, they threw that. He had the early touchdown to Troy Franklin, and that was like the best moment of the game, and then it was just a rout. So if you have another repeat of that, that drum will be a little louder. I mean, I have people in my mentions today, and I have people on Broncos React last night saying things like that, like, hey, this is the thing that's going to hold us back. And it's like, you got seven more games. Give yourself an opportunity to let this breathe a little bit. You know, it's an emotional thing coming off of a win. They won last night, reminder. A win, but the way that it was won, especially the way the offense played, it doesn't feel good, and I can understand that. So today I'm not really willing to say that, but I could see how after, if they have another disappointing loss, especially if they do win the AFC West and they have a disappointing home loss, then that drumbeat will get louder.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards with KOA in Denver, the Denver Broncos flagship station, talking about their win on Thursday Night Football against the Raiders 10-7, also looking ahead to their matchup next week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Ryan, I don't have to tell you, this is as important of a divisional regular season game that I think you could potentially have. So this number comes from Football Outsiders. So, Ryan, if Kansas City wins, that gives them a 51% chance of winning the AFC West, and the Broncos have a 37% chance, according to Football Outsiders. If the Broncos win next week, it gives them an 82% chance, and it gives Kansas City a 9% chance in winning the division. You can't have a much more important regular season game, not at this stage of the season, than next week, Chiefs-Broncos.
I completely agree. And, I mean, you know, it doesn't end the season. I think both teams are ticketed for the postseason either way. But the Broncos stated, I mean, Sean Payton stated this in his end-of-year press conference, that they're coming for the AFC West. And it's like, all right, well, hey, listen, there's this team in Kansas City that I'm sure you've heard of that just pretty much owns this division. So, you know, bold statement, let's see what you do to back it up. And so far, he has. I mean, they're 8-2. They're a couple of late field goals away from being undefeated. Also, you could point to the Giants and all the other games that they came back and won by the skin of their teeth. But the point of it is, they have put themselves in position to do this. And so I imagine that's going to be the mindset. He's going to give these guys a reset over the weekend, but then it's going to be all about the Chiefs, because then the Broncos have the bye on the other side of this. So there's a little bit of a carrot, I think, out there for the Broncos of, hey, let's put everything we have into this game. On the other side, you guys can have a break. We give mental reset, physical reset, but we got to get this game, because you're not going to be certainly guaranteed an opportunity to win at Arrowhead on Christmas. So, yeah, it's a massive game. I know the Chiefs probably understand that. We all know what Andy Reid's record is after bye weeks. That's been pointed out to me multiple times already this morning. So it's going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you ready to pick a winner in the AFC West? Are you ready to call it for the Broncos, or you need a little bit more evidence? You're waiting and seeing until what happens next Sunday, Chiefs-Broncos.
Oh, I got the Broncos in the AFC West, man. I mean, you got a two-game lead on you guys. But, yeah, listen, I think it's going to be a fun close to the season. Chiefs are certainly overall playing much, much better. There's no denying that fact. But this defense, man, there's something to it. And they did all of this over the last 2 weeks without Pat Surtain. They were with a limited Drake Greenlaw, which is a big factor in this, because he was signed to kind of bolster and improve some of their coverage there with the linebacking core. Plus, he's a heat-seeking missile. So they're going to be healthier. I don't know if Pat's going to be available for the Chiefs game or not, but Dre's going to have some more snaps available to him there. I like the Broncos' chances right now with that two-game lead. I go ahead and bet on that.
That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show. He is with KOA in Denver, Colorado. He is part of the Denver Broncos flagship. Ryan, I'm sure we'll catch up with you next week. These two play, I mean, the most important game that they've probably played in a decade, man. Look forward to catching up with you, man. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.